I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to listen to what God is saying to us today as we continue to remember with thankfulness the life of Queen Elizabeth. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The writer to the Hebrews encouraged his readers to reflect on the leaders who had served them so well. He invited them to think about the good that had come from their lives and to follow their example. As we give thanks for the life and reign of Queen Elizabeth, we recognise that there are many wonderful things for which to thank God. We remember her faithfulness to her calling and for the kindly, gentle, wise and loving way in which she served our nation and the countries of the Commonwealth. The tributes that are poured in have been a long recitation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the fact is that our human leaders, however good they may be, don't last forever. They come and go. They may serve for a very long time, as in the case of Queen Elizabeth, but the day comes when the baton is passed on to another. The writer to the Hebrews contrasts this human leadership with that of Christ. He is our supreme leader, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchanging. This means that our prime responsibility in life is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Earlier in his letter, the writer to the Hebrews wrote about a huge crowd of witnesses who surround us as we serve the Lord. He pointed to the great saints of the Old Testament who lived by faith. They're there cheering us on as we live our life of faith. And he then urged them to keep their eyes focused on Jesus. He's the source and goal of life. In her Christmas Day message in 2014, the Queen said this: "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life." As we give thanks to God for the wonderful life, example, and service of Queen Elizabeth, we need to renew our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, hear us as we give thanks for the blessing that Queen Elizabeth has been to us. We thank you for her years of faithful service and for the gentle and godly example that she has set for us. Help us to live as she lived and to focus our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour and precious Lord. Amen.